Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Amy Shark.
She's fantastic.
Shark.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
It's Shark. You know, just funny. Like someone names himself Shark.
Or maybe that's, she was born with the name Shark.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Hmm. Could be.
Yeah, possible, I guess. Hey, you guys, anybody want to go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking. I think some people might want to go.
I'm in.
We'd love to send you. Spring Fling in Hawaii. A 4-night stay at the Fairmont Orchid and $1,200 towards your airfare. We'll take call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Get in the running for our big grand prize trip to Hawaii. You'll automatically win a pair of tickets to see Hall & Oates with Train on May 4th at the SAP Center in San Jose. So we're doing this a few times today and throughout the rest of the week. 9, noon, 3, and 5. Right now, call number 97 is in the running and gets the tickets for Hall & Oates and Train. 800-400-3697. A little closer to home, I wanted to give Tommy Igo another plug. Shame. Tomorrow, he was on yesterday. He did a review of A Quiet Place with Rudy.
Yesterday.
They were pretty funny. Tommy Igo's big band tomorrow at Yoshi's. And it's a Buddy and Basie tribute. So Buddy Rich and Count Basie will be doing the music. It's a one night only thing tomorrow night at Yoshi's.
Tommy Igo is the best drummer alive.
And the show is cool because as the drummer, you'd think he'd be in the back and that there'd be like kind of the bandstand there. But he is front and center directing the whole thing. It's a pretty fascinating show. And, you know, you don't often go to a big band show and you'll find yourself captivated. Mm. Tommy's amazing. So Tommy Igo, big band tomorrow night at Yoshi's.
So 800-400-3697 is the number you can call us at. It's also a number you can text. And we get lots of those through the show. So here's a chance for us to read back some of your stuff. You can still get on the radio. You know, it used to be you'd call. Now it's this way.
People like hearing their text, though.
Of course they do.
Hope it makes someone's day.
415 says, I've never seen Casablanca, nor do I want to. But would Hooman do his review with all the spoilers so I never have to see it?
Oh, Hooman.
You know, that's actually an interesting idea, like old movies that maybe no one's seen. Or
like Cliff Notes.
Like to go back and review one of those when there's no movies to review.
Mm. Right.
I've never seen Casablanca.
Right.
Have you?
I have seen it.
What does it get?
I don't really remember it that
Well. Yeah, I'd have to see it again. Yeah. But people say it's a great movie.
Well, it's one of the, you always hear that one. You hear like Citizen Kane.
Sure, which I never saw.
Very few movies stand up over time, though.
Right.
Very few.
Even
music
movies,
still does.
Yes.
But I don't think movies do.
I agree with you. I feel like they get dated fast just because they are such a product of whatever time they were created
sure.
in.
If someone runs into a phone booth and drops a coin in, you're like, what?
Well,
and then the kids all, what's that?
I know. They have to stop the movie and explain it to them.
How about Gone with Wind? Had you ever seen that?
I've seen that a million times.
I've
me
seen
too.
That.
I still love it.
I do too. I mean, it's a period piece.
Yeah.
It's kind of
it's
long.
It's dramatic. And
it's very
it makes
dramatic.
Me laugh.
Oh my God. I know. It's funny. I'm sure that's not their intention
Scarlett,
at all.
You silly girl.
415 says, let's cut through the BS, Vinny. Everything you want to eat for breakfast. I don't want to eat all that stuff for breakfast, actually.
I'm an oatmeal guy. Breakfast. I like oatmeal. It's fine. But I like oatmeal with a big pat of butter and a bunch of brown sugar on it.
No, I don't do that.
So I basically would slice up some strawberries while you're at
it. I will admit, or eggs. I'll do eggs. But
oh, I love eggs.
But the one thing that's happened because I have a kid now is there are times when I make pancakes or something like that. Mm. And it is such a guilty pleasure.
Oh, don't feel guilty.
So stupid.
You gotta eat.
No, yeah, and you're eating with her.
I know, but all right, well, we're making pancakes. I'll have eight of them.
Well, maybe.
Well, you got to use up
maybe
all the batter
eight,
then.
Vinny.
So good.
Eight pancakes. Come on.
Delicious.
You can always put them in the fridge or freezer and save them.
That's true. You can actually save the batter, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to make
That's
them
not
all.
The way I function.
Have you seen those things? They make, honestly, it's almost bad that they have this, but
the
it's like
jugs?
The little jug.
Yeah,
you put in, you fill it in with water or milk or whatever to the line, give it a shake, and you just pour. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, you're not messing up any pans.
There's ones that are actually already
done with,
so it's liquefied.
So you just, you can just pour out as many as you want, and then just put the cap back on, put it in the fridge for
just
the next time you want
keep
pancakes.
Keep track of the date because they do expire.
Yeah.
408 says MC Hammer used to be in the Oakland Coliseum parking lot. Young Hammer would sell stray baseballs and dance accompanied by a beatbox. That's Oakland funny. A's team owner Charlie Finley saw the 11-year-old do the splits and hired him as the clubhouse assistant and bat boy as a result of his energy and flair.
Funny.
Hammer served as a bat boy with the team from 73 to 80.
Wow,
that's a long time.
Someone else
time
here
to be a
says
bat boy.
Hammer got his nickname as a bat boy for the A's. He looked like Hank Aaron. Hammer and
Hammer.
Hank.
Can't touch this.
That's where the name comes from. 206 says, has anyone mentioned or considered the whole Chloe Tristan situation was created for their show ratings?
No.
That maybe they planned it because they are currently filming the next season. And they're trying to drum up ratings.
I hope not.
I certainly hope not as well, because that really is, you know, a child being effed with, if that's the case.
Chloe wouldn't do
although
that.
Although, I, you know,
Chris,
you can't put anything past these people.
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I do think, though, that they will show every second of it for that purpose.
I'm sure they're traveling with teams of cameramen.
But I don't think they masked. They're not.
No.
No.
Has
anyone ever mentioned that Yuzi looks like Topo Gigio?
Topo Gigio?
Do you know who that is?
I saw that text and I looked it up. I looked it up earlier.
So adorable. Topo Gigio.
It's like a rat cut. Isn't it a rat or something?
She's a rat?
Let's take a look.
Let's see. Was a lead character of a children's puppet show on Italian television in the 60s. Does it look like a rat?
It's a mouse of some kind.
Oh, well, a mouse rat.
But honestly, it doesn't look... I mean, I'm not seeing it.
I think they're just going off your cheeks.
Oh, you do have cute cheeks, actually.
Or the little hair bun that's...
Oh, maybe.
Oh, all right.
Could be.
No one has ever mentioned that Yuzi looks like Topo Gigio.
I've never even heard of Topo Gigio. I'm going to start calling you Topo.
Yeah, translated as Louie Mouse.
Oh. Mm.
A soft foam mouse with dreamy eyes and a friendly, childish personality. Yeah, that's me.
Friendly and childish? I don't know.
It's the opposite.
415. I don't know what you're getting at here. If you guys take a picture of yourself doing it, my text number is 800-400-3697. That's our text number.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why would we text it to ourselves? Mm-hmm. 707 says, moving to Monterey. Please tell me what station I will find you.
Radio.com.
Yeah, radio.com is where you'll find us.
This is where we're at.
This is our only station.
On my way home from work, just past All Natural Stone in San Jose.
Woo!
South Bay love.
Lots of locations.
Oh, you know what's super cool I just found out? I don't know if you guys know this already, but you can go to www.papaflappaform.com, and I would click on it and check this out.
Papa Flappa Form.
Oh, it's a link
Boom!
To Radio Alice.
Oh, that is so funny.
How do you spell Papa Flappa Form?
Hold on. Let me go back to that real quick.
Did you do that or did Brad do that?
I think our IT department did that. No, hold on. Digital department.
Digital, Ron and Brad.
I've been getting corrected.
Oh, really?
You know, it was a joke from the start, so we just keep calling them the IT department.
But Todd comes up to me and he goes, dude, I'm the IT department.
Yeah,
it's
me
and John.
It. We're misrepresenting people.
Yeah, so
we're
not giving credit where
credit's
due.
Everyone wants credit.
You know?
So you can say the IT department and then say Brad. And
everybody
Todd and John are all
testy.
Pissed off. Boy,
Sheesh.
Well, sorry. Send us some kind of piece of paper with
Guess
all
we're
your...
all trying to get syndicated around here, huh? Jesus.
It's P-A-P-A. Uh-huh. F-L-A. Uh-huh. P-A. Form.
Papa Flappa Form.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yikes.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the actual sound bite.
Oh, man.
So we can hear if Papa Flappa Form is right. That sounds right. But I thought it was like Plappa Flappa Form. They might have to buy that one too. I think there's an L. Plappa Flappa Form.
You like that, Hooman?
Don't look at me.
Dude, that's one of your shining moments.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets. That's Plappa Jesus Plappa just form. Turned around to look at the sky for a second and everything fell apart for you. Can't take my eye off
one
that guy for
with
one
his hands
second.
Off the controls and that's it. Plappa Flappa Form. Genius. Thank you, Jesus. Plappa Flappa Form.
408. Why are you talking about her? Don't promote her. That's what's wrong with America. Bad parenting. Game over.
Who bad behavior?
Yeah. Stop talking about her, and then maybe she goes away. Says 760.
Just watch it. Catch me outside.
It means she wants to take you outside and give you an ass whooping.
707 says. Press Democrat paper in Santa Rosa also won a Pulitzer Prize for coverage of the North Bay fires.
I saw that.
Congratulations to them.
Good for them.
That's the one to win, though, is the Nobel Prize. Mm-hmm. Much bigger money.
Oh, you mean for the cash prize?
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for cash.
I don't know.
Which I am.
Pulitzer's pretty neat, though.
Pulitzer. Sounds so funny.
I'm sure you like wear that around your neck, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're right, if you're and we're saying this because Kendrick Lamar won the Pulitzer Prize and he so now he gets the medal and I
and money too.
Yeah. $15,000. Oh. But it's bronze. I mean, it's not really maybe he'll have it dipped in
it's gold.
Oh, it is gold.
It's a gold plated. Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, he'll just hook it right up to one of his big old chains then. Does he wear chains? I don't know.
I think he's one of those dudes, actually.
Yeah. I just assume all those guys have, you know, ropes around their neck. Ropes of gold and diamonds.
650 says, I've done the dinner packages at Slim's. The food is actually quite good.
Oh.
That's good to know.
408 says, thanks, Yuzi. Now I want grilled cheese.
Oh, man. I want grilled cheese, too. Want to split one?
There's a place right here, right?
I know. I'm looking at Yuzi.
No, I got to go somewhere.
All right.
Where are you going?
John and I got to do a bunch of stuff today.
Bogus.
So today's his day off?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually off? Unless
yes.
he gets a call?
He said the other day, I really need the days off. Yes, you do. He worked both his days off last week. And he was so tired.
Yeah, I bet. It's exhausting.
It really is.
Well, being the best car salesman in all the Bay Area is, you know, that's a lot of weight to carry.
It is a lot. Good for him, though. How many cars did he sell last month?
I don't know. I'll ask him today.
All right.
What's today? The 17th? I'll ask him how much he sold. Because last month, I think he sold 15?
Yeah, I
can't remember.
14
it was
or 15.
Something like that.
It's like a record, right?
Yeah, for him.
Right. Happy Tuesday, my lovelies. My husband proposed with an engagement ring he got on eBay. Good thing he's cute.
that's not, whatever.
Well, you
well,
figure
I'd be afraid with eBay.
If there's something
yeah,
on
true.
eBay. It could be a proposal that never turned into a marriage.
Right.
And therefore, it's a ring that's perfectly useful that someone went, well, I can't return it. I got to
so
sell it.
You can't return a ring?
The ring I bought had like a 6-month window.
Oh.
So, and after that, I guess you sell
You're
it.
You're stuck with
there
your
must
diamond.
Be ways people deal with this. It has to happen at least.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it happens yeah. all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not the person says yes, whether or not you get down the aisles, the
right.
real question.
I thought most jewelry stores did that, but I don't know.
I wonder if, because wasn't it like Drew Brees who, or some...
Well, he got ripped off for
yeah,
investing
because he
in diamonds.
Because he didn't go get them appraised right away. Like, I would think that if you bought something somewhere, you go get appraised immediately. And if it appraised for thousands less than you bought it for, or millions less, that you'd bring it right back and be like, no.
Well, what he's doing is, that's ridiculous to have trusted that guy like that.
For years.
He's using that as a means.
$17 million worth of stuff.
Of investment for his millions, his family's future fortune.
And it's worth like a tenth of what he paid for everything. Not smart. Stupid.
My husband bought me a gorgeous diamond necklace at Costco. I was surprised how beautiful it was. Love it. Yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it, but we were definitely surprised to see almost $500,000 engagement ring.
Right. Yeah, it was like $500,000 in Australian dollars and like $380 in American dollars. But it does seem like if you had $500,000 to spend on an engagement ring, you wouldn't buy it at Costco. That's all. And I guess that's snotty of me.
510 says, because you're a sucker, Vin.
Huh?
I don't know why. Could be any number of reasons.
maybe it's the Tiffany thing?
Maybe.
Somebody texted in that they were getting fitted for their ring and some dude walked in and bought a box. Mm-hmm. So you could buy the ring at Costco and then go stick it in a Tiffany box. I don't know.
Well, look, in my head, that's my story was very simple. I'm going to go do this. However old I am, I haven't done this before. It's not
well
like I
50.
Have a habit of doing this. This isn't my thing.
Hopefully
or my
this is
move.
The only time you ever do
right,
it.
Right. I figured, you know what? I'm going to do this this way. I'm not going to try to find an angle or trade on my name for some discount. I just didn't want any trouble. You know
did
what I mean?
She go pick the ring? Like, did you know what she was into?
I did have
input.
Some input, yes. Okay. Totally unrelated to anything you've talked about, but I think Sarah would love the Netflix doc Wild Wild Country. It's about a cult in Oregon, and it just gets crazier and crazier.
Another girlfriend of mine had watched that, and they did a spoof on it on SNL this past weekend too. It's about these. I won't be able to think of the name of the cult, but they bought a bunch of land up in Oregon, and the locals and they took over a whole town, and the locals were like, "Oh my God, we hate these people, get them out," and it was just like a big sex hippie, naked.
Oh, cool.
Cult.
Fun. Yeah. 510 says, "Why does the eggplant signify? Oh, what does the eggplant signify in the sex world?
It's a wiener." I don't know why it's a wiener, but it is.
Well, what?
She does have a hot dog on there. Just use that.
Yeah, hot dog. Same shape of an eggplant.
What?
I don't know.
Are you mumbling?
Same, we're all doing a mumble rap today. Everyone's kind of low key.
Human is not even here anymore.
What?
No, yeah, I'm just saying he's gone. I mean, he won't talk because of the social platform.
Oh, boy.
I think that's a great moment of his. I don't know why he gets upset by it. It's hilarious. It's right up there with Daryl.
Daryl,
hi.
A lot of people like the Drake God's Plan video, so I guess you should follow through with and become a Drake fan.
All right, I
today,
will.
Sarah.
I'm going to become a Drake fan later.
It's your assignment, since he's going to be number two in the charts tomorrow.
Yep, somebody has displaced Drake. I wonder who it could be.
The mistake just about every singer makes with the national anthem is singing it too slow. It needs to have a pace. Only 70 to 80 seconds, not 90 plus seconds.
Right.
Oh, is that right?
I think so. I think a lot of people just draw it out. It becomes a dirge. Oh, say, can you see? But they want to put in all their little, vocal acrobatics. And I say just sing it straight. Such an iconic song. So easy to screw up.
With that last report, you guys made me realize my sex life is vanilla at best. LOL.
Oh. Well, get a vibrator. They sell them at CVS. I just picked one up the other day.
Or go to one of the stores.
Sure. Go to a real place.
What is that brand?
Lilo.
Lilo?
The one thing I loved about that Lilo one that I had, and listen, it was an expensive vibrator, but it was it got sent here as a promotional thing. I would have never spent. It was like $160. But it was great, and it was quiet. That's the most.
I don't understand
that's the most important thing.
Anything that brings you that great a pleasure, why wouldn't you spend the money on it?
I don't know. I can buy one for $9 at CVS.
But
they're
if it's
fine.
Not the same, and
it's
if it doesn't work as good,
it works,
is it though? I mean, should the kids be trying to do like eat their cereal and over their cereal they can hear mom with her vibrator in the back room?
Really?
Crunch,
Vinny?
Crunch, crunch, crunch. But then in the background is this.
Nobody can hear it from the room.
Jesus, what she got covers. In the bedroom?
When in the morning am I? When are they eating cereal and I'm doing?
I don't know. When are you doing it? What do we know?
It's none of your business.
Your nonsense.
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, you do it at 1 o'clock too?
No, that's when you do it. Oh. Vinny. I got to turn it up a little bit. I need a little more speed. Ah.
408 says,
"That's like while they're eating their cereal." Well, mom's at it again. Oh Jesus! Now I'm going all around the house.
408 says, "I am also indifferent. No thanks. Let's just do it."
Yeah, I don't.
I am so surprised to hear that. It actually makes me feel better about my situation at home because I assume that everybody wants that.
I mean, I would never want it to be, if he said, I don't want to do that anymore, then suddenly I'd probably really want him to. But I'm not going to, I'm never like, you know.
Pushing
like,
his head down?
Like a dude does.
Grabbing his hair.
You guys know what we mean.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. You're into that? Here you go.
Huh. Yeah, it's surprising. Anyway.
It's fine. I like it. It's nice.
So how did Sarah like the season finale of The Walking Dead?
It was all right. I don't know. I find that show really difficult now. I liked the first episode of... They did back-to-back season finale of Walking Dead, season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead. That was interesting.
Sarah, I've scanned pages and pages of texts, pages upon pages, page after page.
Yes.
And I finally found one text that's with you.
It's with me about what?
510 says, I'm with you, Sarah. My baby nectarines.
I know.
They can't be pelted with hail.
No.
Or the avocado flowers.
Oh, God.
Those trees are so delicate.
So delicate. Oh, I was like really getting upset yesterday. Like all that, I just planted all that. It's all brand new. We are well past when the final frost should have been.
Right. You and all your gardening people have planted.
Baby nectarines. I have some baby nectarines growing in my yard right now.
Whoa, really?
I know.
That person really...
They really hit home with me.
Is that text from you?
So? No. It's not from me. Yeah, I'm sorry that I was just really upset. My gardening dreams. Maybe I would have just thrown in the towel. That's it. I'm not gardening anymore. Everything's ruined.
Well, then what will you do?
I don't know. I'll have to come up with something else.
I know. There's always got to be something to fill that hole.
Got to be something, man. I have to be crazy over something. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in a sec. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Oh, my God. Is everything okay?
I wasn't ready.
Oh, sorry.
I finally learned how to gurgle, I think.
I can't do it.
You have to, like, build up saliva in your mouth. Is that what
I'm
you
very
do?
Spitty, so it just...
Your
at
husband
all times.
Must love that.
At all times.
I always have it.
Incredible.
It's always there.
What a talent.
I know, it's amazing, right? I should put more energy into
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's got something.
Yeah. I got a spitty throat. Well, what a fun show today was. I'm sorry that we had to mention the Plaffa Plaffa form, because now we've lost Hooman. I wonder if he'll be hanging for the secret show.
Is he there?
Oh, he's waving.
He gives a wave.
Yeah, we're going to do a secret show today. Mm-hmm. We've been trying to do squeeze a few in here without any guests because on Thursday we do have Scott Capurro back. But we, you know, I feel like we're getting a backlog on the bad advices, emails, and I like to I like to do those. So
we've been getting some long ones. Yeah, easy up in your words, people.
We got to. I went through it and crossed some sections out.
I mean, pages well, long. Honestly, you don't have to read them.
Pages and pages, and I've got through about a page and a half. I'm like, I don't care, and I threw it out today. I'm like, oh
no,
I know.
Very,
you gotta
very long.
Try again, but you gotta make it a little shorter.
Maybe do copy points.
Yeah, we like the bullet points. Like, just give us a quick, you know, rundown. People just give us a ton of detail.
But I know we ask so many questions when reading
it's
it.
So true.
It's just hard to read so many that are so long.
I know. When you're sitting trying to work through a pile of them, the one that's 3 pages long. Plus, a lot of times we don't have time to read a 3-page one on the show. Like, oh, can we squeeze one more in? Well, this one's only one on one page. So, The Secret Show is a podcast that we do in addition to this show. And it's available a couple days a week at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com or wherever, whatever podcast app you're using. Just type in Secret Show on iTunes. It's right there. Totally free. And also totally uncensored. So prepare yourself. It's not for prudes. And it's not, and you have to be 18 and up to.
It's good, though. You'll like it.
Yeah. It's pretty
fun. And it's free, so give us a break.
Yeah. You don't like one, you can just ditch that one and come back to the next one.
Jesus.
Yeah. All right. Sometimes. Enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be nice today. So, you know, yay. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.